The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Welcome, folks. Albin, it's Monday. It's Monday. But weirder than that, as weird as it is that it's a Monday, it's the first day in August. That's not supposed to happen. I'm like in June. Mentally, I'm in June. Emotionally, I'm in March. So it's just incredible to think that we are in August, the dog days, as they call them, of August, of the summer. I got a lot of exciting stuff to share. Now, first of all, let's start with the most exciting thing. In a few minutes, we got John Zmirak coming up. The John Zmirak. Yes. John is a national treasure, and it's my privilege and honor that I get to have him on this program every week. He is a Delphic oracle. And so it's always like a blast to talk to him because he's really more like the Delphic Oracle was just sulfur fumes. It was probably some demonic origin. He's more like a fire hydrant blasting truth. How about that? So yeah. We got John Zmirak in hour two. This is very important, folks. We're going to be talking in hour two to John Strand, who is going to give us an update on Simone Gold. Simone Gold, as you should know, is a doctor, medical doctor, a hero in getting out the word about the harm of the vaccines and all this medical propaganda. And she is in jail. I know Simone. She is a sweet woman. She is a doctor. She is a lawyer. She's brilliant. She's a hero. And she's in jail because of this January 6th insurrection hoax. I will never, ever, ever stop talking about this, about the election fraud, about the COVID propaganda. We are living in difficult times, and it's your choice either to stand with those who are standing for the truth or to be a part of the problem. And I want to tell you, when I think of my friend Simone Gold being in jail right now, so we're going to get an update from John Strand about her in hour two today. And I should say, I've got a funny story to tell, but before that, let's keep it serious. Last week, I was really sick. I don't think it was COVID because I tested negative, but I was just sick and just trying to, you know, drag myself through event to event or whatever I had to do. And I had to give a speech in Washington last Wednesday to the Young Americans Foundation. This is a conservative organization, college kids. And I gave a speech there, which I have posted online on my social media. I put it on my newsletter. If you get the newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. But it was actually one of those things where I felt it was very important that I said a few things that needed to be said about Mike Pence, about some people in the Republican Party who are not really understanding what's important right now, and how if they don't understand what's important, they have no political future. They have a negative political future. And I don't say these things to cause trouble. I say these things as a patriot because I love my country and I feel a burden to speak these things so that people can understand what is happening. So if you get an opportunity to see that speech or to share that speech, or if you want to clip parts of it and share it, I think some of the things I said are important, not least because very few people seem to be saying these things. So that was Young Americans Foundation. That was last week. So now, Albin, here's where we get to the lighter side of.
Yes, please.
I mean, it's a funny story involving Ron Howard. Ladies and gentlemen, boy. Ron Howard. Now, what's so funny is when you mention Ron Howard to different people, depending on the generation, some people are like, who's that? It's kind of amazing because you and I, Albin, we think of him as, this was Opie in the Andy Griffith Show. This is like an icon of classic TV in the 70s. Happy Days, when I was in, you know, junior high and high school, Happy Days was like the hit show with Fonzie. Yeah. Richie Cunningham, the star of the show, was Ron Howard. Ron Howard's just a gigantic big deal. And then he went into directing and has been one of the most successful directors of our time. Just amazing, frankly. Absolutely amazing. What a big deal director he is. So we had a really busy week last week. As I shared, I wasn't feeling well. And then we had to go up to Connecticut to see my folks this weekend and whatever. And I wasn't feeling well. And on Friday, I had to interview Ron Howard. Now, what that means, it's kind of like me talking to you, Albin, right now. I mean, it's on Zoom, but it's a big deal when he has a film coming out, which you and I saw, called 13 Lives.
Yeah.
And when a big, big film like that comes out, people like Ron Howard, as big as Ron Howard, as big as Mel Gibson, whom we interviewed some months ago, as big as Mark Wahlberg, you know, these folks put themselves out there in a media junket, sometimes in person, usually now online, where they let you interview them for, you know, 5 minutes or something really short. It's kind of amazing. So I'm at my parents' house, which already complicates things because my mom or dad might just walk into the room. Anything can happen. I don't know, right? But I'm sequestered in the dining room with the doors closed. And it was my opportunity to interview Ron Howard. Now, what they don't tell you, and Albin, I didn't even tell you this yet.
Yeah.
They make you kind of wait forever. So you're sitting there like waiting in this online kind of waiting room with these other journalists, and they kind of let you in when it's your turn. But they also had other interviews scheduled. Like they're thinking like, oh, you want to interview the big star Ron Howard? We're going to make you interview other people to promote the movie also. So there were three interview chat rooms, and you're waiting to interview Ron Howard. You're also waiting to interview Colin Farrell. Now, Colin Farrell is a huge star.
Yeah.
He's in the film 13 Lives. So I got to interview him, but it was kind of confusing because they put him in the same chat room with two other characters in the movie. And then there was a third one where both of the actors from the film effectively didn't speak English. Now, my Thai is not that good. In fact, I'm not even pronouncing Thai correctly. So the whole thing's kind of weird. And they made me wait like 1,000 hours first to get to one. Then you sit there. Then you do. I mean, it was just this endless thing. You know, I interviewed Colin Farrell, blah, blah, blah. Finally, after like it had to be 2 hours, which is on the border of unprofessional, frankly. You're just sitting there, right? You know, like I'm not some 24-year-old intern. I'm just thinking, why are they putting us through this? This is crazy. So by the time I get to interview Ron Howard, I basically thought, I know what I'm going to do, because this is what happens with me. Like, I'm old enough to not care, right? Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm interviewing somebody who's such a big deal that I'm just going to have some fun with it, you know? So what do? I decide, to say, hey, Ron Howard, just an honor to interview you. I'm sitting in my parents' home, my childhood home, where I grew up watching you every week playing John Boy on the Waltons.
Oh, no.
And he howled in laughter at that and then realized, he said, well, just so you understand, I was in something else, but I did guest on that show one time. So anyway, the point is, this is my jerk way of punking Ron Howard, kind of like with Mel Gibson. When I interviewed Mel Gibson, I said, like, you're not nervous because I'm interviewing you, are you? You know, like, just like, yeah, the stupid. Nobody else would be that stupid to say anything like that. So when we come back, I will tell you more about that when we get on with John Zmirak. But it was like, I'd been sitting there 2 hours. I thought, hey, I just don't care. So it was, we'll play it on this program later this week. Stick around. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Folks, welcome back. Before we bring on Zmirak, Alvin, we got to finish talking about the Ron Howard thing. I mean, I'm just telling you, like, it was, this happened. Look, this happened when I spoke to Mel Gibson, when I spoke to Clarence Thomas, when I speak to somebody of whom I am in some awe, the way I deal with it is by joking, you know, and usually it works. It didn't work when I met Woody Allen, which I think is a story I've told before. When I met him, I took his hand and I said, you look so familiar.
I didn't know that story.
No. I didn't tell you this anyway. No. Yeah. And he didn't laugh or anything like that. He just kind of looked at me like I was an insect, but anyway, the Ron Howard thing, when I said that, I mean, of course, like, people need the background because they're young people listening to this program that don't understand. So in the '70s, growing up in my parents' house, I watched Happy Days every week, and he was, you know, the star of that show. So, but there was another show that was a pretty big show in the '70s called The Waltons. And the star of that show really was John Boy Walton, played by Richard Thomas. So so just to be a jerk, I said, because I kind of like to, I like to punk these people, because somebody like Ron Howard, no one, I guess, is like goofing with him because he's Ron Howard. So yeah. I don't care. So I said to him, I'm sitting here in my childhood home, my parents' house, you know, just where I watched you growing up, you know, every week as John Boy on the Waltons. Now, John Boy and the Waltons, that was a huge show on CBS. Happy Days was a huge show on ABC. But anyway, it was like, so he just burst out laughing, which of course thrilled me. And we'll play this, I think later this week, we'll play the interview.
Yeah.
But he burst out laughing. But then he caught himself and he said, actually, I was on another show, but I did guest host on that. Or so he kind of tried to, you know, whatever. And then I said, you know, I don't know what I said. I'll find out when I listen to the tape. But I, you know, basically I said like, no, I was kidding. Did I get you? I got you. Okay. And then I asked them about, you know, 13 lives. So it was just, after waiting 2 hours, I thought I need to entertain myself. So that was my way of entertaining myself of punking Ron Howard. He was so sweet and so genuine and kind that it was really a blessing. When you meet somebody like that, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. He really was wonderful. So it was a blessing to talk to him. Now, Alvin, we've got a bunch of things to share before we bring Zemirak on.
Yeah.
One of those things, I don't know if James is ready with the audio, but in the month of August, we are doing a fundraiser with you, our radio audience. We're doing a fundraiser for Food for the Poor. So we're asking for your help, your tithes and offerings, to use that term. This is now Food for the Poor is a Christian nonprofit relief organization we've worked with many, many times in the past. So we value them. We have vetted them. These are good folks. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, that's the radio website, you'll see a banner there, right? So what are we raising money for? Well, the fact of the matter is that with all the problems we have going on in our own country, Food for the Poor helps those who are really, really, really hurting around the world. And right now, as you know, there are literally millions of refugees in the Ukraine who are struggling horribly. Now, I know that if Joe Biden weren't in the White House, this probably never would have happened. It couldn't have happened. But that's another story. The fact of the matter is these people are suffering. We know that hundreds of thousands of kids and families have been displaced. Impossible for us to imagine what that's like, right? So they cannot go back to their homes. Many of them are in desperate need of food and water. So these are people that are suffering, and Food for the Poor is able to help them. And so we're asking you to help Food for the Poor help them. God commands us to help those whom we can help out of our abilities. So we have the tape of a woman, one of these refugees. I thought let's play this audio if we've got that. Go ahead.
There is no gas, no electricity, no heating, no cell phone service. We melt snow to have at least something to drink. We cook on open fires under shelling and bombs, just because if you don't, you will have nothing to eat.
Okay, well, this is real, okay? So you have to take yourself out of the politics of it and understand there are people suffering. So I want to say that Food for the Poor, whom we trust, with whom we have worked many times, they have partnered with other relief organizations and ministry partners. They have already delivered or have en route over 11 million meals for starving kids and families in the Ukraine. So they are doing the work. They know how to do it, how to get it done. But according to the copy that I have in front of me from Food for the Poor, they still have 5 million meals that they need to deliver to kids who desperately need them. So this is real. This is why they came to us for the month of August, which is to say right now. So we would be really grateful to you, yes, out there, folks, if you would give what you can give. The easiest way, of course, is to go to our radio website. My website is ericmetaxas.com. The radio website is metaxastalk.com. If you go to metaxastalk.com, you'll see the Help Ukraine banner at the top. Any gift you can give, any generous gift that you can give, to get food to refugees that have been displaced by this conflict. Or if you'd like to call, I'm going to give you a phone number. It's 844-863-4673. That's 844-863-HOPE. 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 We will talk to you about how we want to thank you for whatever you give. As always, whatever you give, we're going to put your name in a proverbial hat, and we're going to pick out a number of winners. We haven't decided how many yet, but we want to bless you. And we want to encourage you. Get your kids involved. Helping people who are suffering, there's no downside to this. God commands us to help those whom we can help. And whatever little bit you give, the widow's mite, it doesn't matter. God looks at our hearts. And so this is just an opportunity for you to give by going to MetaxasTalk.com, as I said, MetaxasTalk.com, or just dialing 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. We can trust food for the poor, and I want you to take advantage of that. 844-863-HOPE. Now, Alvin, I got to mention this too before we bring on John Zmirak.
Yes.
I've got to mention this week, folks, if I seem harried, it's because I'm harried. This week, which is to say Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, and Monday of next week, we are taping the four inaugural episodes of The Talk Show with Eric Metaxas, a late night talk show at the TBN Theater here in New York. If you can get there, I told people yesterday, I went to King's Church in New York with Pastor David Engelhardt, and I said to people there, listen, you want to come every night? You want to come two nights or whatever? I think you got to be there by about 4 p.m., and the taping starts probably within the hour. But this is going to be crazy. We've got big deal guests, all kinds of guests, frankly. We've got musical guests. We've got all kinds of people. But I said to anybody, if you're in New York or can get to New York, this is going to be fun. Probably the best thing is just go to my website, ericmetaxas.com, and click on schedule. And on those dates, you have to register at Eventbrite just so your name is there. But we want you to be there if you can be there, if you can get to New York, if you can drive to New York just for one, to be there for one of these four episodes. But this is going to be a blast. Alvin and I will be there. We will be mingling vigorously.
Yes.
We are really just so thrilled.
I just heard too from my wife that she is going to be in the audience at least one of those days. Yeah, she said she did.
Now I'm scared. No, actually, it really is. Just so many friends have told me they're going to be there. And so these are four nights. So it's the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, and the 8th of August. And it's a big deal. I mean, we've raised a lot of money. Investors, you know, have come in to make this happen. This is a big deal, basically. It's a huge deal. So it's very exciting. And we just want to make sure that you're aware of these details. All right. So when we come back, we're going to have John Zmirak on the program. I want to remind you, I want to beg you, 844-863-HOPE. Please help out. Food for the poor, they don't mess around. They're doing God's work. 844-863-HOPE. Please give today whatever you can give. 844-863-HOPE, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's easier. MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com or 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. God bless you. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, regularly priced at $89.98, is now only $39.98 without a listener promo code Eric. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable. They've got a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or just go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code ERIC. The offer will not last very long because these Percale sheets are known to sell very quickly. Order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Holy cow, it's that time of the week where I get to speak to the original John Boy, not to be confused with Ron Howard or Richard Thomas. We're talking about John Zmirak, the world's oldest living boy genius. John Zmirak, welcome.
Thanks, Eric. You know, I never saw one episode of The Waltons as a kid. I would see it come on, and I would go, oh, life in the country. And I would get really scared. And I would
yes. Say, it would be confusing from the point of view of Queens. It would be very confusing.
I think I think it's unfair to raise children outside New York City. It's all
fine stop it.
To live outside New York when you're single.
Yes.
But once you have children, the kids need asphalt to play on. They need traffic to keep them alert.
No.
Listen,
I want to tell you, because I didn't mention it earlier. I mean, you weren't on when I mentioned it, but The Waltons is one of these shows in the long line of shows on TV where usually it's CBS will put on a family friendly, excellent show. So The Waltons was that, Touched by an Angel was that. And these shows, which appealed to middle America, to normal people, always had the biggest ratings. And Hollywood always sneered at these things. It's kind of like it's dirty money. It's Nazi money from the deplorable flyover country. But it tells you everything, doesn't it? That when you put something out there that appeals to your average American, the numbers are huge. But Hollywood always would sneer, you know. So the people who were making those films, instead of getting awards, they would get sneered at. Oh, you're taking dirty money from the deplorables in Kansas.
Well, it sounds like Hollywood's relationship to its viewers is the Republican Party's relationship to its voters. They find a candidate like Donald Trump who appeals to millions of people and crosses racial lines and class lines. And the elite goes, oh my God, it's disgusting. The people of Walmart like this candidate.
Yeah, he must be Adolf Hitler 2.0. Now, well, listen, you have written so much, John, that I want to make sure we have time to get into this. You write at stream.org. What article shall we talk about that we haven't covered on this program yet?
Here's a nice winsome one. Transphobia is good and should be official government policy.
Transphobia is good and should be official government policy. That's only the title, folks. Okay, so what do you mean by that?
Well, there was an exchange before the Senate like 2 weeks ago, and crazy stuff happens so quickly that it disappears because the next insane thing has happened, you know? But 2 weeks ago, there was a professor from University of California at Berkeley testifying in favor of abortion up through birth for any reason at all, which is what the Democrats want. They pretend that, oh, we only want to allow it for 10-year-old girls who were raped by Jeffrey Dahmer on top of the Washington Monument. But in fact, they want it for everybody who happens to be like in law school or using it as birth control. They want abortion for everyone, paid for by the government, in religious hospitals, stuffed down your throat. But they're pretend. All right, so she was testifying about how protecting unborn life would have a negative impact on people who become pregnant, who can become pregnant. And Senator Josh Hawley said, do you mean women? And she got really upset. She said, there are many types of people who can become pregnant. There are trans men, and there are genderqueer. And she went through a whole list of made up nonsense terms that sound like Pokemon characters.
John, that's, you have just nailed it. No one has ever said that. That's exactly all these terms. And again, you know, I always interrupt you because you say these things, and I want to underscore this. Ladies and gentlemen, most people, and John and I are speaking for those people, most people know this stuff is crazy. It is crazy, crazy, crazy. And you need to know that most people know that it's crazy. So go ahead.
Unfortunately, we have to take these lunatics seriously. Like when I was 3 years old, my uncle was a cop. I got hold of his service revolver and I was walking around the room pointing it at various people. They had to take me seriously. They had to reason with me at two years old because I had the gun. Well, the lunatics who worship these Pokemon characters and claim that there are 47 genders, the lunatics have the gun, folks. So I'm sorry, we do have to patiently analyze. We can't just wave it off as crazy. Once we've won politically and we're putting these people to work, you know, in chain gangs building monuments for us, that's fine. But right now, we have to take these lunatics seriously. So she would not admit that abortion law only affects women because only women can become pregnant. She was acting as if it was like the trial of Joan of Arc, and she was trying to avoid saying anything heretical.
John, wait. We're going to have to go to break. This is a short segment, but I just want to say this. This is actually good news, because even in the service of quote unquote abortion rights, in other words, these people are deadly serious about wanting to have the legal right to kill children up until and including at birth. Even in that sacred to them cause, they cannot shut their mouths about this other crazy stuff. In other words, you would say just stay on message. It's about abortion rights. Even in that moment, they're fracturing. When we come back, we will examine the fracturing in greater depth with John Zmirak. Don't go away.
And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue.
Welcome back, talking to John Zmirak. John, I was just saying that I am astonished that in a moment where you would think people on the radical pro-abortion left would want to stay on message, it's about that. Even in that moment, this person that you're talking about goes into this crazy litany about how all kinds of people can get pregnant, not just quote unquote women. That's to me a good sign that it's the snake swallowing its own tail.
It's a sign that what they have is a new religion.
Correct.
And it has dogmas, and they do not want to get on the wrong side of those dogmas, because it also has an inquisition called Twitter, called human resource departments. If you commit heresy on any of the dogmas of the new religion, which, hey, I just neutrally call it gay Sharia, okay? I don't want to offend anyone. So we're just going to call the new religion that prevails in America gay Sharia. And I have a whole article about that. But if every tenet of gay Sharia is equally sacred, the fact that there are 47 genders, the fact that you can kill a baby up through birth, the fact that you need to start grooming kids at age 2 and 3 with made up information about these fictitious genders and get them thinking about sex when they can barely control their bladders. These things are all equally important, and you can't commit heresy on any of the dogmas, or you will lose your salvation. You will be banned from Twitter. You won't get to write for the New Yorker. You might not be allowed to live in Park Slope, Brooklyn at all.
Oh my gosh. Well, John, this to me is good news. It's you know, when you look at any kind of revolution, and when I say revolution, I say it in the negative sense, right? These are real ideologically driven, utopianist, Marxist, crazy revolutions. At some point, to use the term from Happy Days, the 70s sitcom, at some point they jump the shark. At some point they show a level of desperation that makes everyone realize they're desperate. They're desperate because they wouldn't do this. If you're coming from a position of strength, you don't do that. So for a woman testifying for abortion rights to get off into this stuff because the atmosphere is so crazy, I think is a sign of hope. It's kind of like when Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. He knew that the Soviet Union was a Potemkin village, that with one big shove, the whole thing's going to go down. And everybody in this debate says, no, they're very strong. We can't say anything like that with them. Reagan knew intuitively that it's a Potemkin village, that they are weak. They internally ready to crumble. I see the signs. I'm not going to back down.
Well, they are certainly acting like the French revolutionaries in 1795, turning around and guillotining each other. But right. They haven't even taken complete control. They've turned on themselves before even taking complete control. But they are really trying hard to take complete control. They're going to try to prevent Donald Trump from running for re-election. And if he is elected, they're going to try to stop him from taking office. Everybody needs to read a new article by Michael Anton at Compact Magazine. And I will send you the link so you can post it on Twitter.
Well, actually, make sure you post it on Twitter and I will retweet it.
I'll post it on Twitter. But the point of my article at stream.org is transphobia is a made-up term, but what it represents is something we should embrace. Gender dysphoria is a mental illness like anorexia or bulimia, where false cognitions about your body drive you to do things that are self-destructive, medically dangerous, and will cause you suffering in the long run. Our culture has decided to enable and encourage these sexual anorexics, these sexual bulimics, to cut off their healthy genitals, cut off their healthy breasts, take dangerous hormones of the kind that give people cancer, become addicted to pharmaceutical interventions for their whole lives. It's the same people who want organic food served in public schools, want the same kids to be on artificial hormones their entire lives to accommodate some mental delusion which was planted in their heads. The liberals want to spread gender dysphoria among kids. That's why they want drag queen story hour. Back in March 2020, I made a joke in a column. I said, having drag queen story hour encourages gender confusion among kids. It's like having COVID story hour at nursing homes. 2 weeks later, Andrew Cuomo floods the nursing homes with COVID patients, and so do all the blue state governors, killing thousands of elderly Americans. I'm afraid when I write a satire, the left is reading it for policy ideas, and they take the ideas and run with them.
Well, just as the Holy Spirit has gifted you to speak truth, there are demons on the other side of it. This is a spiritual battle, John. We're dealing with the darkest forces imaginable. We're dealing with darkness itself. And I want to say, we need to say it. People struggling with what's called gender dysphoria, who are sexually confused about their attractions, our hearts should break for these people. Yeah. These are people that throughout history, just like anybody, they are suffering. You do not deal with them only by mocking them or whatever. You have to have compassion. But compassion in this case means telling them the truth or telling the world the truth about what they're going through so that we don't harm them, like giving them the gun you were talking about to harm themselves. And that's exactly what's happening. If you see a man who thinks he's a woman, your heart should break. Your heart should break. But telling them, oh, yes, you're a woman and we're going to help you do whatever you can, that is not love, folks. That is not how you love a broken person.
That's right. And just like if your daughter had anorexia and she looked like one of the victims of the Nazis liberated in 1945, you could see all her bones, you could see her ribs. When she looked in the mirror and said, "Daddy, I look fat, don't I?" You would not agree with her. You would not help your bulimic daughter. You would not stick your finger down your bulimic daughter's throat to help her vomit because you're affirming her identity. No, you would try to help her. And unfortunately now, the psychiatrists aren't willing to actually help them. They just want to send them to the...
This is the point. We've got much more ahead with John Zmirak. Don't go away.
I'm growing tired.
Folks, Folks, welcome back. Talking to John Zamirak. In hour two, we're going to have an update from John Strand about our friend Simone Gold, who is in prison because of the January 6th fake insurrection from hell. Okay, John, what's happening?
Well, I've got another piece at Strand.org that follows called Christian Nationalism or Gay Sharia. There really is no option C. We are being inundated, we conservative Christians, with fear propaganda and shame propaganda about a so-called threat of something called Christian nationalism. This is a buzzword that some leftist, probably some PR guy works for George Soros, he brainstormed, he came up with it, and then released it onto the world. Christian nationalism is meant to sound kind of similar to white nationalism, and it's supposed to make you think of the of Klansmen and torches and police spraying fire hoses on little black kids in suits and ties, just the way they coined the term election denier to sound like Holocaust denier.
So, or they coined the term homophobia or transphobia. Right. They like to coin terms because they don't have arguments. And so they coin terms to use them as bludgeons,
right?
Just like in 1984, George Orwell. Please continue.
It's like the way the Nazis came up with the term Judeo-Bolshevism. Judeo-Bolshevism links Jewish and communist as if they're one phenomenon. Judeo-Bolshevism, and they use that term to try to persuade people that all Jews are communists, all communists are Jews, so they should all be persecuted. Right now, the left is using Christian nationalism in that sense. If you press them as to what Christian nationalism actually means, you find out it's everything in America before like 1962. I mean, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Franklin Roosevelt, these people were all Christian nationalists under the current definition. Every president before Lyndon Johnson was a Christian nationalist by this standard. But you see magazines like Christianity Today and commentators like David French writhing about how we must avoid the dangerous threat of Christian nationalism. What it means is Christians voting their conscience. You're not allowed to. Christians are not allowed to vote their consciences, not even on moral issues that aren't derived completely purely from the Bible, like abortion. Presumably, Martin Luther King was a Christian nationalist because he was grounding his opposition to segregation in biblical ethics. Anyone who fought in World War II against the Nazis because as a Christian, he opposed fascism and genocide, those were Christian nationalists. If you ever watch Saving Private Ryan, that was Christian nationalists landing on the beaches at Normandy to liberate Europe. We need to adopt the term Christian nationalist and be proud of it the way Marjorie Taylor Greene has. The way gays have adopted the term queer and now they use it unashamedly. That's what we need to do with the term Christian nationalist, because what is the alternative to Christian nationalism? Well, there's pagan globalism, there's pagan tribalism. Nationalism in this context simply means you want to govern your own country, you don't want to be ruled by a global empire, and you don't want to break your country up into a bunch of squabbling little tribes. So Christian nationalism is a moderate middle path. It's the golden mean, and we should all embrace it. And the alternative.
Okay, we're going to be back in hour two with more Zamirak. And don't forget, folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. We need your help. We need your help. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. God bless you.
Thank you. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.